Thursday, the 3rd of July, Aleph Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Rav Mordechai Sofrin, Insight into Rashi on Parshas Chukas.
Everybody knows when a little child starts learning Cheder, they all start from Mishrashi. But there's a lot more in Rashi than people actually imagine. They say that you've got the plain pshat of Rashi, and then you've got the hidden aspects of Torah in Rashi. State the Arizal once told the Talmud to write a commentary on Chumash al pi Kabbalah. So he wrote a pirish. He told me it's too long. And in the final pirish that he wrote was word for word Rashi al Torah, and it was al pi Kabbalah. So you see, in Rashi you've got every word is counted, and you've got plain pshat, and you've got the deeper pshat. Rashi, in fact, he fasted 613 Tavesim before he wrote his Pirish, and state he went round the world looking to see if anybody had written a similar Pirish, and if they had, he would have scrapped his Pirish. There's many Maisers he came, the famous Maiser he came to Levin Ezra, who wasn't there, he was away. No one knew who Rashi was, and they were choshed him of stealing a garment in the house. That garment disappeared while he was there, and they were choshed that he took it, and they made him pay for it. And before he left a note for the Eben Ezra. He wrote, Shloima, 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 Shloima. When the Eben Ezra came back, he had looked at this, smiled. Shelomo, Shilma, Shloima, Salma, Shloima. Why did Shloima have to pay for the whole garment? So you can imagine that every single word of Rashi is very, very meduyik. Every letter of Rashi, there are many clawing. To understand Rashi is very, very difficult. Now, I have a sefer there with 207 rules, 207 rules that one needs to know when one learns Rashi. Rashi rarely asks a question. He goes straight to the answer. When he asks a question, we have a question why he asked it. And the question of Rashi is usually in the heading of Rashi. You look in the heading, and that is where Rashi's question is, and you have to study it and see what's the problem, and Rashi gives an answer. And Rashi is only pshat, never medrash. Even though occasionally Rashi brings a medrash, especially we had in Nosai, the 12 Nesim, they brought the Kobonis there. So Rashi brings incredible midrashim, gematrias, and the Meparshim ask, you know what, this is not Pshuto Shomikra, it's not plain pshat. Why does Rashi bring so many different gematrias and so on? And they say because Rashi had just very bekitza, the parsha of Nesim was repeated 12 times in the Torah, and every Nosi brought exactly the same Korban. And the question is asked, why didn't the Torah write it once? And so the other 11 days, the Nesiim brought the same Korban. So on the first day, Rashi doesn't say anything. It's just a few words, a few commentaries on the first day. Comes to the second day, then Rashi's got from Rav Moshe Hadarshan, Drosha, from Rav Moshe Hadarshan, and he starts off Karas Kefet. He brought a silver dish. It's the gematria is 930, corresponding to the years of Adam Arishan. But that's what they do is pshat. Is Rashi's got a tremendous kasha. How is it possible that they all brought exactly the same korban? And if you look in the medrash, it's actually the longest medrash on the Torah, and it's the longest seder on the Torah because it's usually the week after Shavuot. This year was the week before, and the medrash brings a different kavana of every single nasi. Although the kavanas were exactly the same, the kavanas were different. And Rashi doesn't go into this. That's not pshat. But Rashi's got a problem. How is it possible that they can bring exactly the same korban and yet each one had a different kavana? You know, when you do tzitzis, certain kavanas, tefillin, different kavanas, each mitzvah is done in a different way with different material because it has a different kavana. So how comes that here you've got exactly the same korban and yet each one had a different kavana? And on that Rashi comes to answer that we do find where you can have one thing with many, many different inyanim in it. And the first thing he brings is other Marishan, one man, and look what came out of this one man. So so many diverse different types of people and nations and characters and so on. So so it's possible. And then he goes on, same with Noach, Matthias of Noach, and then you've got Kafachas is one Torah which came from the hand of Hashem, one Torah, Asara Zav, it weighed 10 Teres Adibus, and then Gematria 613. So from the one Torah you've got 10 Dibus and 630 Mitzvahs. So this is all Merumas in Rashi, even though Rashi doesn't have the Kasha, he goes straight to the answer. There is a minig to learn, there's a din to be Shnayim Mikra Echad Targum, to learn twice Chumash and once Targum every week, and some say in Shulchan Aruch that you can be Yoter with Rashi. So some have the minig to learn every day a parasha of Chumash with Rashi. So we'll take today's parasha. Today's parasha begins by Yisim Mekodesh, and by Yavoy B'nei Yisrael Kaleid Hor Haha, the whole of Klal Yisrael arrived in Hor Haha. Rashi straight away comments on Kol Ha'edah. What's the unusual lesson there? And he says, Kulam Shleimim Ba'oimu L'chonis La'aretz, that the whole nation were all ready to go into the land. All those who had to die in the 40 years had already died, and this was Kol Ha'edah, a complete Edah. Let's go back to the beginning of the chapter, Aleph there, starts of our Vayavo B'nei Yisrael Kol Ha'edah, the same thing. All the B'nai Yisrael arrived, Kol Ha'edah, and Miriam died there. So Rashi says, Kol Ha'edah, what does it mean, Kol Ha'edah? Edah Hashleima, the whole congregation, because Elu Porishu L'chaim, those who had to die have already died, and these Porishu L'chaim. So we've got the same Rashi twice, and the same Prophet twice. So some of Porishim answer that those were Porishu L'chaim and Oilam Hazeh. And Rashi adds here, Kol Ha'edah, Kulam Shleimim, as it says, he brings the prophet Chaim Kulchem Hayoim, and that says, the Maral says, it means in Oilam Haba as well. So that's why Rashi repeats it. Then he says, Hor Ha Ha, what is Hor Ha Ha? It's one mountain on top of another mountain, like a small apple on top of a big apple. And Rashi says, even though the Onam flattened all the mountains, so how comes we've got a mountain left? He says, three were left. So this was a bit of a problem there, because the Gemara says that the Onam flattened the mountains and the Orem, and Rashi just mentions here the Onam. So there's you have to learn that Rashi means both side the Onam and side the Orem flattened the mountains, and three were left. Ha Sinai, number one, the Torah was given. Ha Nevoi, where Moshe was buried, number two. And the third one, Hor Ha'ha, for burying Aaron. The order's wrong here. It should start off with Har Sinai, then Hor Ha'ha for Aaron, then Har Nevoi for Moshe. But Rashi's going in the order, the correct order. The mountain for Moshe Rabbeinu was created Erev Shabbos Ben Ashmoshes. It says there, 10 things were created Erev Shabbos Ben Ashmoshes, and it mentioned a few others, and one of them was the place where Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be buried. So therefore Rashi puts that first, because that came before where Aaron was buried. And there's a remez for this. It's Moshe Rabbeinu was by the snare. It says the hasneh einenu ukol, the bush didn't burn out. The snare is Sinai, Nevoi, and Hor Ha'ha. Those are the three mountains. Einenu ukol, they never were destroyed, they remained all the time with these three different things. Good, then the Pasuk goes by to Vayom Hashem and Moshe and Aaron V'hor Ha'ha al Gvul Eretz Edom Lemor. We've got a problem here. It should have said Vayom Hashem and Moshe V'al Aaron al Gvul Eretz Edom. What's he say? V'hor Ha'ha and al Gvul Eretz Edom. So Rashi says, because Shinis Habru Khan Liskarad La'esav Arasha, because they came close to Rishoyim here, Nifratu Masem, the Chosra Tariq Azeh, so therefore it weakened their Madrega, they started doing things they shouldn't do, and Aaron died. To whom did they come near? It says Edom, we just had the Pasuk before, by Emoin Edom, Edom refused to let them go through their land, and they even had to go away. What's so terrible about that? They're trying to get into Eretz Yisrael. There's nothing wrong. What does it mean? Nishabru Khan? Mishab is a Lashon Chevra, they joined up with them. Some say they didn't go immediately. They came there and they said, let us go through your land. B'yoyma elav Edom loy sababi. No. When they heard that, they should have gone. And they didn't. Also, you taste b'yoyma elav v'nei sobam sila nala. We'll go to go on the main high road, and whatever we drink, we'll pay for, and whatever we eat, we'll pay for. They shouldn't have argued. As soon as Edom said no, you can see what you're dealing with, they should have gone straight away. And because they stayed, starting arguing with them, then already it had an effect on them. Others say, we find in Devarim, that they bought from them food and drink, and they had no right to do that. Says in Devarim, take the Feish. So that's the pshat Mishabdu Kam. They had their connection with them, they bought food from them, and they bought drink from them. Finished. That already had an effect on them. We say Atis Chaba Larosha and so on, and Biki Obas. So this is what happened. Good. So the Abishah said, Yeosev Aravet Almon Ki Lo Yovel Oretz. He's not going to come into the land. They should have started in Esau. Alashem Marishman Piat and May Mariva. Kach is Aaron. Take Aaron, it's a lot of Benoit. Bahal Oysom, take them up. Hoir ho ho. Whenever the Torah says Kach with a human being, Rashi comments. It doesn't mean pick him up. You don't take a person, pick them up. Kach always means with words. So Rashi comments each time what type of words were used in that particular instance. Is Kach is Aaron, what Rashi, but Divrei Nechumim, words of comfort. Emoloi, say to him, happy are you, you see your position being given over to your son. My position was given to Yeshua. And the Medrash, his words bring the Medrash, a very interesting Medrash, how he broke the news to Aaron. He can't say, Aaron, you're going to die, now come, let's go up the mountain. In fact, some say, when he said, how? Balaturim says how he brings how as a tzvadim. He says look in Pashas Ba'eda there, but it also says how, and there we know with the tzvadim it was tremendous mesiras nefesh. They jumped in the fires, which they didn't have to do in order to make a kiddush Hashem. Mesiras nefesh they have. And here as well, when Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron how, Aaron didn't, he could have said no, I'm not going up there, I'm going to go up there to die. And he went up with Mesilas Nefesh, the Eibishter asked, that's it, so he went up. So the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu came to him, and he said to the Eibishter, you know, how am I going to break the news? The Eibishter said, I'm going to tell Aaron. So he said, the boy Nishleinim, you know. So the Eibishter said to him, I've already given him a matana, Shelo Zocha Boshum Odom. Everybody else is going to die to a Malacham Ovis. And Aaron is not going to be given over to the Malachamovis because he stopped the Magepo. He had power over the Malachamovis, and therefore the Malachamovis will not have power over him. What did Moshe do? He got up early that day, goes around to Aaron's tent, knock at the door. So Aaron says, is it Aaron Ochi, Aaron Ochi? Look to Aaron, what do you want? It's early in the morning here. What's there? So Moshe goes and said, I've got a tremendous kasha in the Torah. I can't understand it. Been thinking about it all night long, and I can't find an answer, so I've come to you. So Aaron says, come in, sit down. Then Moshe says, I've forgotten what the kasha was. But let's go through the Chumash, and it might come. So they sat down, and they started going through Bereshit. They started on everything Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know, the creation on the first day. Moshe said to Aaron, is that okay? Beautiful, Aaron said, mask him. Then there came the second day, till they came to the sixth day when Adam was created, and Aaron said, yes, give out what the Abishter did. Then they learned the chet of Adam Arishan, and the Abishter was Goyza Misa, that somebody has to die. So Moshe said to Aaron, what do you think about this? So Aaron said, the Abishter's right. He said, he's right. So he said, and what about the person who split the sea and went up to Har Sinai and brought down the Torah? Do you think he has to die as well? So Anna said, yeah. So he said, what about the one who stopped the Malach HaMavis? Would he also have to die? And Anna said, oh, there's something going on here. Are you telling me something? And Moshe Rabbeinu said, yes, let's go now. And Aaron went up the mountain. That's how he broke the news. Okay, when they came to the top of the mountain, then a cave suddenly opened, and they went inside and they found a bed laid there, and a chair and a menorah, everything al pines. And then we start with Maase Nissim. So he said, take Aaron and Eliezer and take them up to the mountain. Perhaps it is Aaron as the God of take off his clothes. The Hilbashtam et Eliezer and put them onto Eliezer. For Aaron, Yotav, and Meshav, and Aaron will dine there. So Rashi is Begodov. Is Big Day Hakohuna Gedoyla. That's got a problem there. Take off his clothes. First of all, how can he take off all his clothes? Will he leave him without any clothes? And if he's giving it over to his son's already got four Begodim. So what does he need Aaron's four Begodim? The Big Day Kohuna Gedoyla the son hasn't got. But the Begodim of ordinary clothes he's got. So Rashi says there's Big Day Kohuna Gedoyla. Take off the Big Day Kohuna Gedoyla. How Bishayim put them on him. Vahapshitim alav lasitim al b'nai b'ponav. And you should do it in front of Eliezer, and you'll be seeing your position being given over to Eliezer. Why did it have to be done straight away? The big problem here. We've got two problems here. First of all, Aaron had on his begotten, because he's told him to take them off. It's shatness. How's he allowed to wear the begotten? Bishlam, when he's in the Mishkan, doing the avodah in the Mishkan, he's allowed to wear the begotten. The Torah says you have to wear them. But now when he's going up the mountain, how can he wear the begotten, the big dikona, with shatness? So I saw the teretz, into Santa Teretz, that Mises Tadikim is a kapora for Klal Yisrael. When a tariq passes away, it's a kapora for the whole doya. That's why the doya has to do tshuva when a tariq passes away, because it's to do with the doya. Therefore, that is the avoider of Aaron HaKohen. To be mechapa, that was his whole purpose in life. All the time he was going godel. So therefore, this is part of his avoider. If it's part of his avoider, he's allowed to wear the begodim. He's going to do the same thing. Hang on a minute. Now there's a problem. His son is going to become Thomas. He's going to have to be involved with Aaron, his father. Therefore, he had to put the begodim on immediately.
Then he was still alive.
Yeah. So then he becomes a Kohen Gadol, and a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Matama. So it often will have to go away, and there'll be no problems. So that's why I had to put the begodim on him immediately. The question is, how did he put? He said, "Take them off Aaron and put them on the son." That's impossible, because as you take each garment off, you take the top garment off first, and then. You can't put it on him yet, because you've got to take off the last one to put on Eliezer. Some say that they took off all the begodim first, and the Shekhinah clothed Aaron. The Shekhinah clothed him. Some say they put on Tachrichim onto Aaron, and others say it was Maase Nissim. It was Maase Nissim. How they managed to take them off and put them on in the right Seder on Eliezer.
Didn't you keep the Kohen hedges for a
garment? Yes. So he didn't wear tachrichim?
He was in the Kohen Hedges, because he had the Kohen Hedges, his garment, and this one had it, so just the Kohen Gadol. So
he left the Kohen Hedges to stay, he took them all off.
Lord, what did he do with the Kohen Hedges? He also had them.
Oh, so some say that's why he only took off Big Dikuna Gadol, because he already had four of
them. Exactly.
Alright, for Sheed Nadeus. So then the... finished. Vayas Moshe Kesher Tuba Hashem. So Moshe did as the Eibishter told him. What's going on here? It's similar to what we had in Baloischa. Aaron did the menorah. It says Kesher Tuba Vayas Kein Aaron. So Rashi says Lahagid Shvacha Shel Aaron Shloi Shino. Tells us the Shvacha of Aaron that he didn't change from what the Eibishter did. No, I can guarantee anybody in this room, if the Eibishter would come to them and tell you to do something, who would have half a minute of changing? I haven't got time now. I've got 25 terutim on the one of the Arkin Aaron with the menorah. All of Mephoshim, they give different terutim. One teretz is that Aaron had his priorities right. At the time, connect here as well, he had to be a Kohen Gadol straight away, because they had to do the Ketoris. Aaron died just before Tomish Rabbein Abayim. says he needed a coin to be able to do it. If he Elazar became Tomer, he wouldn't be able to do it. His, Aaron had a choice every day to light the menorah or to do the ketores. Couldn't do both because it was at the same time in the afternoon. Lighting the menorah is a skula. If your mar b'neiro is in your house, it's a skula to have borim tamidei chachamim. And ketores is a skula pashiras. Why a sandik is the union of ketores. You never give santa kos to the same person in the same family, unless it's a rov you're allowed to do it. So Aaron had the opportunity now here either to become a gevir. Well, ketores, they didn't have it hanging on the wall in those days, but he actually did the ketores. Or he could do the menorah and have bonim tamid chachamim. No, which one would you choose? He did the menorah every day, never did the ketores. He says, I'm moichel the gelt, I should have bonim tamid chachamim. Which the taka did, he also took over from him. So here as well, we've got a kasha by Yas Moshe Keshetivo Hashem. What is the chiddush here? Look, Rashi, the chiddush is Avo Bisha Adov of Hoshaloi. It was something very, very difficult. Lo Ikev. He still didn't withhold. Because Rashi is bringing another kasha as well. It says in the Pasuk what he did. So of course he did what he was told. He says in the prophet, he took off his clothes and put them on the lotter. So therefore, this is what Rashi comes along to say. Of course he did it, but the prophet is telling us that even though it was very, very difficult, he still loy ikev. Good. Then Moshe and Elazar came down from the mountain. Two go up, three go up, two come down. Some of them were choshed Moshe, he killed Aaron. Some were choshed Elazar, that he killed Aaron. Could you imagine? Well, they couldn't understand. Aaron is the one who, he stopped the Malach HaMavis, and now he's not here anymore. So there were choshed that Moshe killed him, or Elazar killed him. So then the Abishta did an S, and it says that they saw he died. The Abishta opened up the cave and everybody saw Aaron lying there, and they knew that Aaron had died. So everybody cried for Aaron. So Rashi, what's that? Koil Beis Yisrael, Ho'anoshim V'hanoshim, both the men and the women. Because Aaron was Roid of Shalom, made peace between where it was and Moshe Rabbeinu died, he stayed nisht koil beis Yisrael. It's a bit of a problem here. I mean, after all, Moshe Rabbeinu gave them everything. He gave them food, he gave them water. Well, his chustamon came down. So only the men cried and not the women. Some say, a teretz, who's supposed to feed the women? It's the men. The husbands have got an achrayus to feed the wife. Therefore, it's the men who miss Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the man, and they have an achrayus to feed the wife. Zicha, the women cried as well. But for a beautiful teretz. This was on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, Aaron died. And there is a minute that women keep Rosh Chodesh as a yomtiv. Ap hayom, women don't sew on Rosh Chodesh. It's their yomtiv. They didn't get involved in the eidel. The women have a yomtiv on Rosh Chodesh. After the cry when Aaron died, they're not allowed to make a hespedim. It's their yomtiv. So Rashi comes along with a chiddush. Koil Beis Yisrael. Even the women cried. When Moshe Rabbeinu died, I've had other women cried. Zayin Adar, there's no reason they shouldn't cry. But the Chiddush is here, even though it was Rosh Chodesh, and they're supposed to keep this as the Yom Tov, nevertheless, Hanoshim Hanoshim. And Rashi gives a reason. It's also difficult to understand, because Aaron was Roidiv Shalom, and made peace between Baalei Meriva, people like Machloikis, and Bein Ishlei Ishlei. How is that a reason exactly? They state avoid that. How did he make peace? He went to the man and told him one thing. Then he went to the woman and told her something else. Because when you want to make peace between a man and wife, you can't use the same methods for the man as you use for the woman. Each one is a different approach for those who are involved in counselling. So here he states, Kol Beit Yisrael Hanoshim VeHanoshim, the men and the women, because there were two, each one missed him in a different way. The women missed him in the method that he used to make peace with the women, and the men the way he used to make peace with the men. So that's why he says, Kol Beit Yisrael Hanoshim VeHanoshim. Then, the Pasuk Harabis, what does it say? Vayiru Kol Eid, the key God of Aaron. They saw that Aaron die. So Rashi says, you could, key can mean because. So he says, the one who translates key is Dehormis, because he died, is making a mistake. Because what does it mean? What did they see because Aaron died? Unless you translate Vayiru means and they were seen. Now Targum translates Vechazoi means and they saw. Therefore you can't translate key because. You can translate it as that. But if you translate the Targum as Be'ischazil, which means and they were seen, then you can translate because. Because as long as Aaron was alive, they had their Ananame HaKoboid. So they couldn't be seen. They were surrounded by the Onam. When Aaron died, then the people were seen by the Goyim and the Yishma Knane, and he came to attack. Which is interesting here as well, that we have Mises Miriam and Mises Aaron. When Miriam died, the water went. When Aaron died, the Onan went. And when Moshe Rabbeinu died, the Mon went. Because the Onan was in the Schus of Aaron. Why? Because the Anonim surrounded all Eden exactly the same. Everybody was the same, protected by the clouds. And Aaron treated all Eden the same. Oyev Shalom, Veroyev Shalom. He went to make peace between Klal Yisrael. So therefore, in his Rechus, the Onan came. Miriam, what did she do? Her main function was in Mitzrayim. The Eden hadn't yet been given the Torah. So what did she keep them alive? She kept the babies alive. She was preparing them to take them from Mitzrayim to Har Sinai. And then at Har Sinai, the Eden would receive the Torah. So her job was to keep them going from Mitzrayim till Har Sinai. That is the function of water. Water has no nutritious value. You're not allowed to make an Erev with water. It's got no value. All water does is it transfers the food from one part of the body to the other. It keeps it moving around. And that's what Miriam did. Miriam transferred the children from Mitzrayim till they came to the Sinai and then received the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was a shepherd, as all great leaders were before, because a shepherd has to treat each individual in a different way. This sheep needed this type of grass, older sheep needed a different type of grass. If a sheep ran away, he would run after it and pick it up and bring it back. And therefore in his zechus, each person was given the mon in a different way. The tzaddikim found it at their tents and it was all ready for them. Others had to go out and collect it. Others who were not such believers, they had to cook it and prepare it. It treated each yid according to their level. And therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, the mom went away and then came to Eretz Yisrael. But didn't come down anymore. But what you see, an interesting thing is, what is a Manig Yisrael? When Midian died, no more water. Moshe had to bring it back. In other words, as long as he had the schus of Miriam and the schus of Aaron, then fine, the leader can carry on with his job. As soon as there's something lacking, Miriam's not here anymore, then he had to come back in the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was ultimately responsible. No, the Ebishter will help him, but we should see them all coming back. We'll have them on, and yet this end won't have to work anymore. We have to sit and learn. I'd just like to say it's a wonderful honor to be able to come here for Balabatan to sit and learn before to go to work. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Maybe she'll give you all koyach. You have shlocha b'kadei mir to Hashem.